Tschüss. Regen ja Rav Shmita. Bechola kola kodesh hazeh. We're holding in the last moments of the Bein HaMetzorim. And we still have the Avtocha of the Arizal. The Pasuk says, Bakant, Kol Ritfeo, Hisiguo, Bein HaMetzorim. Kol Ritfeo, Hisiguo, we all we all want to be, and we all try to be Roydeif Ka. We all try, but sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And the Arizal teaches a pasuk with Avtocha, Kol Ritvel, Kol Roydeif Ka Yisiguo Bein HaMetzorim. In these moments, anyone who seeks out the Borei Olam, anyone who wants to get close, anyone who's yearning, will Yisiguo will reach it, will receive this desire. I was disturbed recently, very, very stark, by reading about some Yidden who lived less than 100 years ago. I was reading about some Yidden who were gathered in the Kovna ghetto. The Nazis had already invaded and they were pushed. It was a rich family and they were pushed into poverty. They lived in the Kovna ghetto. And they were told that the next day, their fate was going to be decided, they were going to be lined up to be decided whether they're going to go to Chaim or Lamomis. And here I saw of a little boy, he was 12 years old, and he tells his father, "You've already bought me tefillin. You've bought me tefillin, and I've been waiting for my bar mitzvah, and I haven't yet been zoicha to wear them. Efsha lehalocha, I'm allowed to wear tefillin once before I go to Shamayim. I don't want to go to Shamayim without wearing tefillin." And his father went into the inyan and said, "Okay." And the next morning, this is the morning that they thought that this might be the last day of their lives. They woke up early. Father and son, with great instructions, he said, he put on his tefillin, this boy actually survived, and he said it with a story. With big instructions, he put on tefillin, thinking this will be the first and last time in his life putting on tefillin. Later on in the day, they gathered. The Nazis had already come, they started lining people up. And they gathered in the house of his uncle. His uncle was a big tzaddik, and his uncle was standing there calmly, and he said, "There's a big midas hadin going on in the world. We have to say vidui. Who knows what's going to be?" And he said, "Doshamnu." And he started saying the vidui of nisim gone. And then a big chiddush la'alocha. This tzaddik said that everyone should do nefilas apayim, pishut yidayim v'raglayim. Not going to the alocha now, but he writes there what the whole alocha side of this. And he said, "Racham v'chanon." And then he said like this, he said, "It's Shabbos today. And we're going to go to Hariga, and because it's Shabbos, no one's allowed to cry. We're not allowed to cry, we have to go b'simcha." And he said, "Let's say together, Oleinu l'shabeach, l'shvach v'oidor to borei olam, Oleinu l'shabeach l'adoi hakoil." And this Yid is writing, it said, they started all singing together, "Borei simcha, Oleinu l'shabeach l'adoi hakoil." How fortunate we are to be Klal Yisrael. How fortunate we are to be Yidden, should our son to go in our rotzos. And he said at the same time, we heard outside gunshots. We heard Yidden being murdered al Kiddush Hashem. And they were being killed just for being Yidden. And here we were inside. And they were saying, with great simcha, he said, he watched this tzaddik, he was dancing, saying, "Oleinu l'shabeach, how fortunate we are to be Yidden." How could it be? How could someone in such a matzav, in such a shver matzav, be praising Borei Olam for being a Yid? And the answer is poshut, and we all know the answer. Moshe Lemar Dabadoyma. Someone invests money into a business. He opens a shop. It's running well. It's running smoothly. It looks like it's successful. Things are looking organized, customers are coming, buying, selling. It looks amazing. It's well run. And after a couple of years, he closes down the shop. And people ask him, "What happened? It looks so good, everything was so amazing." So he said he made a cheshbon. By the end of a couple of years, he worked out how much he's put in and how much is coming out, how much he has to put in. And he saw that he's not making anything. "I look so successful, it looks so well, everything looks running so well." You can have another business that maybe doesn't look so attractive, and but it's making. Which one is a successful business? The one that looks good or the one that doesn't look good? So we look at the reason why the business was opened. Okay, the person who opened it for one reason and one reason only. There's a tachlis here, there's a goal. He wants to make money, and that's his purpose. If it's doing that, it's successful. If it's not, then it's a failure. Anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We believe that every single thing in this Bria, every single thing is created from Borei Olam. Yedizach, there's nothing, there's no Va'atom Machaya es kulam. Every single thing, the chiyus of everything in this Bria comes from Borei Olam. Every proton, neutron, electron, everything that happens, everything else, everything that goes on in the Bria is from Borei Olam. And not just he made it, he made every single thing with a tachlis, with a purpose. There's a purpose for Anikro, Vishni, Vilichvoidi, Barossi, Vitzarti, Rachasisiv. Everything is here for Kol Shamayim. The whole Bria is going around Kol Shamayim. We should connect to Borei Olam, we should do his Rotzim, we should do Torah Mitzvahs. That is the tachlis here. That is the purpose. And you can have someone who looks like he's having a successful life. He's happy, he goes on holidays, he drives a few, he's got a few cars, he's got a nice big house. He's got Kol Tavos Olam Hazeh. But if it's not connected with Torah Mitzvahs, if it's not connected with Borei Olam, is that success? It looks good, it looks fantastic, it looks amazing, is that success? And we did a chisa. You can have someone on the other side that maybe is struggling. Maybe he has it hard. Maybe he's got Nitzionus, maybe Tzoros, maybe his Panos is not going so well. But he's connected to Borei Olam. They say over there was a Yid who was in Russia. He was in Siberia and he had nothing. He was stripped of everything. His family were killed. He had no money. He had nothing, no food. And he picked up a glass of water. And he picked up this glass of water and he said, Borei Olam, there's someone in America, the president of America, who sits there in some White House and he's got cold powers on him, and he thinks he's running the whole world, and he feels like he's running the whole world, and he feels he is it. And the MSC has nothing, because he's not Makia you. And me here without anything, I can pick up a glass of water, and I can say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nia Bidvoroi, I have everything. And you can have someone who's going to Hariga, going to Ritzicha, he's going to Al-Kiddush Hashem, and he feels he's doing Rotzen Hashem, he's doing what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from him, he's standing there for the Tachlis Abriya, he has everything, he's successful, he's got it. And he can say, B'shvach Yoldo, Oleinu L'shavech, with the grace of Simcha L'Adon HaKol, this is who we are, we stand for Tachlis Abriya. But we're living in a world where there's lots of distractions from the emes. There's a lot of distractions from the real, true goal and the real, true tachlis. There's so much going on out there, so many distractions. So many nisyonos, so many tzoros, oila panosa. And befrat, sadly, we're living in a world where there's so many people. Now we don't talk about Chol and the Holy Ram. The Holy Ram, we talk about Binyan. There's once a year that we allow ourselves to recognize the Chol that we're in. One day a year, the Baal HaKinah said, we don't make another day in the year for this. There were other distractions and they wanted to make other days for Avelus and they weren't massacring it. Because everything we do just on Tisha B'Av, but one day a year we're allowed to think a little bit about it. The Chorban of what's going on around us. How many Yidden, Neshonas, they're also a Chelek Eloi Kamima, their Pnimius is still a Yiddish Neshoma. And they're sadly holding very, very far from Yiddishkeit. And we used to talk about it in Eretz Yisrael, there's so many towns where people don't keep anything. Not Shabbos, driving cars on Shabbos, Kashrus, Tahara. But sadly, it's around us as well. And there's so many distractions from the real emes, and the real tachlis, and the real goal. But this carries with it an opportunity. We're in a world with so many, it's so difficult to see straight and see the emes, and we've got this opportunity to do this avodah of nekadesh shemcho ba'olam. All of us, who have a drive for the emes. Especially when it's so hard, we've got this koyach, mekadesh Hashimcho ba'olam, ba'olam in a matzav of helem, where we don't see Bore Olam so clearly, and we can still say Shema every morning and every night, and we can still serve the Rebbeinu Shalom and still do mitzvahs, and we do it k'shem shemakdishim oisei b'shmei moroim. We can serve the Rebbeinu Shalom and be makir eloi mevadoi in a matzav, in such a shver matzav, the same way that the malachim in Shemaim, where it's so clear to them, they say kodesh, 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 we can do that down here. But we have to realize that this is not the way it always was. This is not the way it always was. There was a time where we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we had the Shechinah within us, and our heart and soul, our life, the center of Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. The heart of Klal Yisrael was the Beis HaMikdash, and we went up to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, and that's where all our problems were solved, our Ruchnius bigger problems, our problems in connecting to the Tachlis Abriya. Anyone who had any speakers in Emuna, he had speakers. He came to Mokim HaMikdash, he came to Beis HaMikdash. Just imagine one or two of the Nissim that we saw there. Oimdim Tzvufim, they were standing there squashed. Tzvufim, the Mefarshim say, they were so squashed that they were floating above the ground. They were squashed from wall to wall. And suddenly it came to time to do Ishtach HaVoya, or Mishtach HaVim. And suddenly look what happens. He's got 4 amas to himself. Dalet al dalet. An openness! They felt Kutcha Bichu, they saw Nissen the Niflois, they felt Nissen the Niflois. It started pouring, it's raining, oh, what are we going to do that with the Marocha? The fire doesn't go out. They saw Kloa Kvei Shamayim, they felt Kvei Shamayim. Imagine someone who's struggling with Parnosa and he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And he sees a tree growing there. Not a regular tree, a tree of gold, golden fruits growing there. Will he have any service of bitachon? He'll see clearly, money grows on trees. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, money can grow on a tree. He'll see clearly, all his nesiyos in panosa, in business, to do things elach. He'll see it clear, panosa is from Borei Olam. And Be'ikka, it comes sukkos. It's enter Simchas Beis HaShem, we'll enter Simchas Beis HaShem, Kishon, Shoravim, Ruach HaKodesh. With all of us would come there, we'd be uplifted. And with Ruach HaKodesh, we're still, it's still so fresh. There will be Misavol, or Moron Sa'at Torah, we still can't believe that he's not here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Kol HaTorah Kula, but more, there was more than that, people who went there, they saw the Ruach HaKodesh, they heard his Eitzes. They saw the Shechina there. What would Manchester look like? What would Manchester look like if we had the Reb Chaim living here? We had the Reb Chaim Kanievsky living in Manchester. Would it not look different? Would we look different? Would our moistures look different? Would our shoes look different? What would it look like if there'd be a Reb Chaim living on every single street in Manchester? Every street, there was one on each street. Every Mizrach had a Reb Chaim. Now listen to the words of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, the Heilige Vilna Gaon, which I don't know if any of us have any assog of who the Vilna Gaon was. I once read from Reb Chaim Velozhna. He writes that the Gaon told him he was once in the middle of using the Sefer Yetzirah to make a Goyim. And then he got a simon min hashamayim that it's not kedai, and he stopped. So Reb Chaim Velozhna asked him, how old was he? So he said, he's not telling him, but he was under bar mitzvah. This is the Vilna Gaon under bar mitzvah, already boki in Sefer Yetzirah, he knew how to use it. So we have only asoda, Vilna Gaon is ishkashom asoda. And what did the Gaon say? The Gaon said he's got an asoda of what an amoira. It's not a soga an amoira, by the rova. Maybe I've got an asoda, I've got some sort of understanding, he wasn't sure, of what it means to be a tana. What is a tana? I was of the Gaon. I've got no asoda whatsoever. I've got no asoda whatsoever of a poshut yid that lived in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And all of us When Mashiach is going to come and there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, well, the Cholapach will be the push to heed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. We're all going to be, and we all could be now, if there'd be a Beis HaMikdash, someone who the Gaon said, I've got no hasoga in you. The Gaon said that what we're going to look like when Mashiach comes, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he'll have no hasoga in us. And let's look at the Rambam's, just very briefly, what the Rambam says of what the world's going to look like when Mashiach's going to come, just to see what it means Mashiach. People have all different sorts of imaginations of what's going to happen to the world. You read the Rambam's, it's very simple and very plain. The Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach, Otsid Lamoid, he's going to get up, Olahachzim Malchus David Yoshna. That's his job. Olahachzim Malchus David Yoshna, the Memshol HaRishayna. Malchus Beis David is going to rule once again. Uboine HaMikdash, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Umekabetz Nidche Yisrael, he's going to gather together the Nidche Yisrael, the low parts of Klal Yisrael, and all of us and Noah. V'choizim Kol HaMishpatim B'yomav Kishahol Mikoidem. He's going to return all mitzvahs the way it was. Ma'arivim Kobonas, he's going to bring once again Kobonas, Tmidin, Musafin, Yom Tov, private Kobonas, Hatoris, Hashomois, Toidois. And then he goes by to the Miyamid Melech Mi Beis David, just to see what it means Mashiach, what we're hoping for, what we're waiting for, what we're anticipating. The Miyamid Melech Mi Beis David, Hoyde Batoira, he's going to be Hoyde Batoira learning Torah, but Isik the mitzvahs, Kedavid Ovid, just like his father, his grandfather David, Kifi Torah Shebet Sar, Torah Shebet Peh. The Yaakov Kal Yisrael Leilech Bo, Lechazik Bitko, he's going to cause all of Klal Yisrael, not by force, but he's going to show Klal Yisrael what it means to serve the Rebbeinu Shloim, and he's going to cause Klal Yisrael Eilech Wal Chazak Bitzkal. V'yilochei Melchemes Hashem. Hari Zeh B'Chesla Shu Mashiach. We're going to know that probably he's Mashiach. Im Oso Beitzliach, he's going to continue to be Matzliach. Ubono Mikdash V'imkonim, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'kabez Nidchei Yisrael Hari Zeh Mashiach B'vada. Na'i Zichu Mashiach. V'yisakin Es Oilam Kula, he's going to be misakin the whole world. This is what Mashiach is. Mashiach is going to gather us all together, bring us to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Rambam goes weiter. The famous words, the old thing, when Mashiach comes, anything's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Everything's going to say the same. Oh yeah, Shom Chidush, the massive race, there's going to be any change in nature. The world is going to continue. There's going to be no major change in the nature of the world. And the Rambam ends off with the famous words of Oysa's man. There's going to be no hunger. No battles, all these wars going on, no battles, all gone. No jealousy, no competition. Shatov b'tir mushpas harbe lo be'lof tov in the world. V'chol madanim mitzuyin ka'ofa lo b'madanim mitzuyin in the world ka'ofa. And the Oysomeach teaches these words. He says madanim mitzuyin ka'ofa. We think there's going to be loads of it. He says no one's going to be interested in it. There's going to be mitzuyin ka'ofa. This is not a Mishnah Chochma. This is the Oysomeach Pirush on the Rambam. V'lo yeisik kol ha'olam ena l'das es Hashem uvad. The whole isik of everyone when Mashiach comes is going to be l'das es Hashem uvad. Every one of us are all going to be chachomim gedolim, v'yodim dvorim, hastumim. Me'yasigu das boyom kifi kolich ha'odem, we're all going to shenem ha'kimo la'oretz teo as Hashem, kamayim yom ha'machasim. And Rav Dov Yitzchak Soloveitchik used to say, he says this is the most pedantic Rambam we've ever seen, the biggest fear in Rambam. The Rambam starts off and he says, I don't think the world's going to look different. El ha'olam kimin ha'odem lo'eik. The world's going to continue normal. Olam kimonav v'nai, the same world that we're used to. And then he goes weiter, and he paints a picture of something that we have no shaykhis to. Oh, he says, man, yeshem shom goy rov, there'll be no hunger, no lucham, no kina, no tachas. Toivu mushpas, everyone's going to be dveki v'chochma. Is that olam kimonav v'nai? And Rav David used to say over, this is olam kimonav v'nai. This is the normal world. This is the teva of the world. This is what the world should really look like. This is the world that we should be living in. This is how the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants the Bria to look like. That is Olam The world that we live in, the world with so much distraction, that's the world that's not coming Hogoy. In his Nusach, he used to say, me living in the Meshuggah world. And what have I come to stand before? I've come to tell us what we're missing out on. I've come to tell us that we're living in a Meshuggah world. Avad Anish. Not once a year, and this is the key to understanding Avedus al Yerushalayim. Once a year only, we look a little bit into the world that the way it could be. And the Maharal says that every single Shini Seidom in Hobbit Shalom is going to go back to the way it's supposed to be. And every Chisoron, everything, every lacking in the world is going to be fixed up. Everything's going to become complete when Mashiach will come. But he says there's one tonight, and that is that we, Klal Yisrael, if we're maki, that it's a chisoron, if we're maki, that it's a shinim miminhog l'shel olam, if we're maki, this is not how it's supposed to be, we're not on track, then the Ribbono shel olam will bring the Geula and bring us back on track. If we realize that this is not the way it's supposed to be, and we daven in Shabbos davening when the Beis Halevi came to Mimkom Chomal Kein Sofia, every Shabbos he almost chadished. And if we say over Mimkom Chomal Kein Sofia, the similar choleinu. But what's our schus? We have the schus to ask the Rebbeinu Shleim straight up, Mimkom Chomal Kein Sofia, reveal yourself. And we have one schus, and this is our schus. If we say Aliyah, we turn to Borei Olam and we say, Ki mechakim anachnu loch. We know this is not how the world is supposed to look like. The world is made of the tachlis, and we're mishtrich, and we're able to make and turn it better, and mitzvahs better, and we want ganz klar Yisrael to recognize that you're Borei Olam. Oh, but now, we finish that day where we're mispoiling about Chorban, and we're going back into what Reb David called, going back into the machine of belt. And one hitzah, Kobi Dinov spoke about it last year, something that we can connect our tachlis, and keep focused on our tachlis, and be focused on the tachlis abriya. There's a beautiful tefillah that we say three times a day. Oleinu l'shabeach la'adoin hakoil loseis gedulal yitzi bereshis. And we say in this tefillah, shelo yasonu kegoi ha'arotzois, the Ribbono Shel Olam made us different. We're not like the goyim, we're made different, our neshamas are different. We're chedek elohim kamim al, got a different type of neshama, the Ribbono Shel Olam made us higher. And we're praising the Ribbono Shel Olam for making us who we are. Shelo yasonu kegoi ha'arotzois. V'le'samonu kemishpachos ha'adamo. We've got Torah and mitzvahs, we can mekayim tzivui Hashem, we can be mekayim rotzon Hashem, we've still got mitzvahs. V'le'sam chalkeinu kohem, we've got Eretz Yisrael, we have Eretz HaKadosh, Hinei Hashem. Mereshis Hashem and Achris Hashem and Muridik Aland. V'gurelenu k'chol ha'moinam is Taisha. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that all the goyim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the goyim joined the Dor HaFloga, and every single umma got a sa'ah. But our goyim fell under the hashkocha, and the direct hashkocha of Borei Olam. We have a special hashkocha directly from Borei Olam. And the Ingeman told me a maisa, just quickly a maisa, he told me that he struggled with panosa. And he had himself an appointment in his mishpacha for refuah, and he needed some money. He needed 250 pounds, and he didn't have it. He didn't know where to get it from. Halvaz, he had enough. Schoibas, he had enough. And he didn't know what he was going to do, and he's a teacher, private lessons. And he was teaching his Talmidim that day, and his day finished at 4 o'clock, and the appointment was 4:30. And he had Talmidim one after the next, and every time the Talmud went in and out, between each Talmud, he turned to Borei Olam, he said, Borei Olam, you're kol yachol. Please send me the money, I need the money, I've got no other way to get it. And one Talmud, again, he did it a few times. 5 to 4, the last Talmud went out. And he looks up to Borei Olam, he says, the appointment's in 35 minutes, I don't have the money, but you're Kol Yochel, and I believe in you, and you can give me the money. And he leaves school, and he's about to put his keys in the car, and the administrator from school calls him over, and says, we miscalculated a certain cheshbon. Here's an envelope, and he opened it, and he started crying. He says, 200, I heard the story from the Baal HaMaaseh himself, 250 pounds in the envelope. Klal Yisrael have a Vazundra Ashkocha Shletzom. We go Leinu Kecholamon, we've got a different goyla. Shehei Mishtachamim Lehevel Vorik. And we can instill in ourselves three times a day that the goyim are Mishtachamim Lehevel Vorik. There's nothing out there. there that can entice us and give us the excitement like Torah and mitzvahs. And we're proud to believe that anything out there that anyone has to offer is nothing compared to what we have. Sheheim mishtachvim lehevel vorek v'anachnu koirim v'mishtachvim umboidim lifnei melech malchei hamlochim. And when we're maki this, we can move on and daven and be mishtaker and ask for the oil of our king the kavel lecha Hashem elikeinu. Lirais mehira, we should see already the gola. And everyone, the chomish yoretz, a kiv yeh, the kodesh yoretz, everyone should be maki this. So many people have done no akkara whatsoever. They're living lives which are totally disconnected. Everyone should be maki. We should have a clearer akkara. And when we meet three times a day, if we say our name like this, one, instilling ourselves the tachlis of Bria, and two, waiting for the tachlis to be even stronger and bigger, and the distractions should move away, and we should take a seri, what the Rambam writes, that everyone, Olam can be holding knowledge in the real world. Then we'll be zoicha, first of all, to Shpashtet Mishnah Brura. He brings the Yashvayma Aleinu Ve'imu Behira. He called small shomayim shomim. He says, when someone starts saying Aleinu L'Shabeach, I once saw a sign in Shtiblech and Eretz Yisrael, it said Aleinu L'Shabeach, ze lo tfilas aderech. But when someone said it with kavona, ki chol tzvua shomayim shomim, lo chol tzvua shomayim will come to listen. This is the Chofetz Chaim speaking. It's quoting. V'akadosh Baruch Hu oymedim pam mal yoshel malo. The Rebbe Yisraelim come to this whole pamal yoshel malo. V'kulam loynim, v'oymrim, ashrei ol shekoch oloi. Ashrei ol shashem elikov. Ashrei ol, praiseworthy is the nation, is maki the real MS. And know what the tachlis of Bria is and are following the tachlis of Bria. Ashrei ol shekoch oloi. Praiseworthy are the nation that are waiting to see kvodei yisparach shemoi. And we should pack up his zeichah through our yishtoikos to see the hoyo Hashem the melech al kol ha'oretz. V'yoyma hu yeh Hashem echod ishmoy echod in the base of Mikdash HaShlishi shetibone v'shetikonim v'mheirov yomeinu amen.